Welcome to CB Plus, an audio article from the summer 2015 issue of Condo Voice, the award-winning quarterly publication of the Toronto and Area chapter of the Canadian Condominium Institute, your condo connection. You've got your editor, Mark Balla. I am pleased to present a very special podcast featuring the president of the Association of Condominium Managers of Ontario, Catherine Murdoch, and the president of CCI Toronto, Mario Deo. Together, they are the co-chairs of the conference committee, planning the annual condo conference taking place on November 13th and 14th, 2015. They sat down recently to tell us what to expect at this year's conference.
Where is this year's ACMO CCI annual condo conference taking place?
This year it's at the Toronto Congress Centre at 650 Dixon Road. This year we're in the North Building, which has a great reception area and amenities for those attending the conference, lots of free parking, seminar room structured to our needs, and a fabulous and open area to accommodate the trade show, seating areas for people to sit and relax. It's fabulous.
Yes. Underline the free parking part.
Lots of it.
I like that. And there's a lot of it. It's easy to get to. It's right by the 401 and 409 in Etobicoke.
So this is the same location generally as last year, just the North Building rather than the South.
Right. The North Building is about a couple of hundred meters away from the South Building. And the North Building is more of a sort of a modern decor lobby. It's very nice.
For those who may not know, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the conference that's now in its 19th year?
I remember when I was a young lawyer looking at this conference, and my thoughts were, gosh, these people that are speaking at this conference have a lot of knowledge about condominiums. They were the leaders in the field at the time, and I just wanted to know what they knew. And I think if you're an experienced person in the condominium industry, it is still a great thing for you. But if you're new in the condominium industry, a new director or a new manager, the condo conference is essential. It gives you total context. For example, construction deficiencies, there's a rapid fire engineering session. We'll get more detail about that later in this podcast. But I, as a young lawyer and a person who was just in the industry, I thought the condo conference was the center stage for knowledge. That's the way it started for me 19 years ago. And as we moved on, the conference covered new topics. As reserve fund studies and engineering developed, the conference talked about that. Insurance has changed and is still changing now. The conference will speak about that. And its history really started small. First conference probably had 200 or 300. And I think now we're, Catherine, over 1,500 attendees.
Absolutely. There's a lot more support out there. The networking is fabulous for the directors. I wish more would attend in that sense, because they can meet with other directors from other corporations and exchange ideas and go to some of the seminars together to help each other understand. I find there's a lot of misinformation that the conference helps to straighten out and help people to understand exactly what their responsibilities are. And for managers, it is absolutely, as you said, essential for people to get out there and see, meet the trades that service the industry and get the advice. The mm-hmm. advice is there. Mm-hmm. So let's go for it.
The knowledge is so, it has such depth and breadth. When you see this conference, it really confirms to directors whether they're doing the right thing, thinking the right thing, planning ahead for the right things. The conference deals with all of that.
Please shed some light on the theme of this year's conference.
This year, we are leading the way to hopefully providing some enlightenment to our attendees looking for advice on how to deal with some of the problems associated with people who coexist in the same community. Our program cover shows the way, the Condominium Act first, owners, then boards of directors, managers, hopefully all RCMs, and then the plethora of details that follow.
It gives you new ideas in the various topics. You know, there's a topic, Monster Condo. If you're in a huge condo, they have very different problems, and the conference leads the way in helping you deal with those. Shared facilities is a huge problem with a lot of condominiums dealing with ego and power struggles between condominium corporations. And hopefully Catherine, who's sitting with us here today, will shed some light on that. She's the moderator on that topic.
Well, Mario,
topic.
You know there's also financial issues associated with shared facilities.
So you're going to help us understand how to get past that.
Well, that plus the legal side of it, too.
Also leading the way in health and safety is Deborah Howden, moderator of that session. A very, very important topic in condominiums today. Can be ignored, but if you do, do it at your own peril, because there's serious penalties and repercussions if health and safety is ignored. I would never ignore that as a director, especially, and of course as a manager. Construction deficiencies after Tarion. Everyone thinks Tarion is the main warranty, which it is at the beginning, but there are warranties that carry on after Tarion, and we think that the industry has not been paying much attention to that. So this year's conference is leading the way in helping people understand those warranties. And the other sessions that are really of note are the case law updates, which tell you the most recent cases in the condominium field. Legal cases, of course, always very, very interesting and well attended. It's one of the most popular things in the conference. There's a session called Rapid Fire Insurance, which will deal with some insurance changes, and it, for me, can never be repeated enough because it's so hard to understand, even for we lawyers.
Well, given
not
that,
small lawyers, we plural lawyers.
We're also having a director's toolkit this year, which is really a great session for dealing with hostile owners, AGMs, and then a second one on manager relations and tenant compliance. Robert Weinberg will be leading that session. That should be both of those sessions. That should be very interesting.
I really, really like the director's toolkit session because it contains things that directors can pick up on, either confirm they're doing right or getting some new ideas on something that they haven't thought of.
Yeah. Because each of these are 1 hour in length, so I think they'll be great for the directors to see. There's also special sessions for managers on status certificates, proactive walkthroughs, really dealing with your building inspections, what to look for. Another one on B&B's condo uses.
For those of us who don't know, what's B&B condo uses?
Bed and breakfast.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is a real big issue in condominiums right now.
So you can see, we really do hope to enlighten our attendees.
Yes.
And get
on all
them,
these issues.
Yes. Give them more information to be more practical.
And perhaps the most difficult decision for anyone attending the conference this year will have is which sessions to go to, because there seems to be so many great choices for them to decide between.
Mm-hmm. There's four concurrent sessions pretty much every day, three or four. So there's lots of choice. We're glad to provide that. I think I'm very impressed with the choice that exists. I've been to similar sessions, and you can see the light go on in a lot of the directors attending those sessions. When an idea is put forward, you can see the heads go down and the pens start writing, or the facial expression, because sincerely, it's not an easy maze to go through as a director, and these ideas are absolutely essential in dealing with governance of condominiums.
Yep. Great. To be successful.
As co-chairs of the conference committee, what is this year's primary objective, and how is the committee aiming to achieve it?
There's a special focus this year to try to attract as many board members as possible. If the new Condominium Act does happen to say that board members need a measure of education to be qualified, this is the perfect place for them to start their journey.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. There is a big push to have more directors attend the conference. A lot of the reason for not attending is the cost. And so we've dealt with that, and we're coming to that, I think, in another question that you're going to ask us, Mark.
Last year, we saw some new ideas at the conference, from a live Twitter board to badges that everyone could enjoy, to some lighthearted fun with a hypnotist, handwriting specialist, etc. What can conference goers expect to be new and exciting this year?
Well, for me, one of the best things is the cappuccino bar, because I'm a coffee nut. There's a special discounted price for directors. There's also a keynote speaker, Warren McDonald, who is a double amputee after a rock fall. He's a very active person, and it's a true story of perseverance against death-defying odds. It makes us feel lucky, and I think it's a wonderful presentation. I'm looking forward to that, really.
We've also added the jazz segment, and interlude at 4:30, from 4:30 to 6 on Friday night with a jazz band. And this band apparently has received 2 Juno Awards.
Yes, Bob DeAngelis Band.
Yeah.
They're very good.
We're really excited about that because that's something new and different that we're going to bring to the conference and for all those jazz fans out there. Hope you'll enjoy that.
And they're also continuing at 6:30 at a buffet station. It's a separate ticketed event, but that's also available for conference attendees. A lot of fun.
There's over 200 different trades and service providers exhibiting this year. Make wise choices with your seminars. Pick those things that are the things that you want to learn about or hear more about, or things that are affecting your condo. And I encourage managers to attend with their directors so that you hear the same information at the same time.
I'll add to that, if you've never attended the conference and you do attend, the first thing you will notice is a wow factor when you see the exhibitors' floor and the sheer number of exhibitors, the quality of the exhibit, but most of all, and this is the most important thing about this conference, the information you will receive. I think when you actually experience that and you haven't been to the conference, you will be amazed at how much is available to you. And for directors, even for managers, the new information that you can pick up is just astounding. I mean, I've been doing this for 26 years, and every time I go to the conference, I bring home a number of things that are new. There are so many things that you can get and improve your condominium and governance of your condominium from attending the conference.
I think the access to the professionals is very important, too, for those directors. At the end of every seminar, there's a question period, and everyone in attendance is asked if they would like to ask a question, to please do so. That's an opportunity. It's a great opportunity to get a sense of whether or not you're having difficulties, whether they're real or perceived.
Another thing I've found is the speakers tend to linger after their session, so if you're not able to get a question in while everybody is there, you can approach them afterwards.
They're absolutely all
true.
Do you think property managers or condominium directors have more to gain from attending the conference?
I think they both have a lot to gain.
The cost-benefit analysis is not even a comparison. I mean, there's so much to gain from it.
Just imagine the board report, the information
exactly.
that they would get and be able to work from as a new source, a new resource for
well,
them.
Well, a new manager will just have a great time receiving the information that's at the conference. And it's the same with directors. I mean, for example, the great director debate, it's about directors. It's about, you know, professional directors, and do we pay directors from outside the condo to govern the condo?
What part of the conference are you most looking forward to?
Learning about all the requirements of the new act, and I guess just having a really good time listening to the seminars, listening to the speakers, the folks that are so involved and really put their heart and soul into what they're doing to provide this information. I think the directors and managers that attend and even some of the trades realize how much effort goes into organizing this conference every year for the sole benefit of improving condominium living in this province.
I love the camaraderie. I love meeting the people that go to the conference. I'm really looking forward to the North Building. It is a much different environment, more spacious for the seminars, because our seminars last year were quite crowded. So we'll have a lot more space this year for seminars. I'm looking forward to that. Seeing the wrap-up of all this information and the result that comes from it will be the thing I look forward to the most.
One of the things I'm looking forward to the most is that we're bringing back the closing luncheon.
Ah, yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I always did, every year. The luncheon is really, it's there, everybody's there, and everyone is in the same room at the same time, and it's just, it's a really nice feeling.
I agree. The closing luncheon is a highlight. This year will be about the changes to the Condominium Act. Just to finish up, again, it's information that's valuable for our community, and that's the thing I'm most proud about. And this information goes out to our community, goes out to the directors and managers of condominiums. And I think there's no better way to spend a couple of days to improve that community than this conference in Toronto.
It's absolutely worth the money. When we talk about trying to save money for our corporations, one of the best ways you can is to educate your directors. Have them make better decisions, have the managers provide better recommendations. Everyone benefits when money is well spent.
Absolutely.
And I think that should be the theme here, is that we want more directors to attend because the value is there.
Well, thank you both for taking the time to speak to us about the conference and give us some insights as to what we can expect this year. I know this is only a fraction of the amount of hard work that goes into the planning of the conference and the number of volunteers that we have put in the time and effort. We appreciate all of that. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
For additional information, please visit condoconference.ca.
On behalf of the original Voice of Condominium, I thank you for supporting our nonprofit organization. Please visit condopodcasts.ca for additional free audio presentations from CCI Toronto and condovoicemagazine.ca for free access to Condo Voices archive dating back to 2002. Of course, if you would like to receive current issues of Condo Voice hot off the press, become a member of CCI Toronto. You can visit cctoronto.org today for additional information. Thanks for tuning in.